Now, the rest of the story. When Ed's wife died, the community turned out in sympathy. Everybody went to that funeral, including a most peculiar-appearing woman. She wore black, of course, but her clothing was otherwise extravagant, and her face was, well, it was not the prettiest. Large nose, fat mouth, drooping jowls, big woman, too. Not even the elegance of her attire could make her appear at all elegant. And then somebody whispered a cutting comment, and more whispers followed until the church was awash in waves of whispers, and the grotesque woman in black, who had presumably come to pay her respects to Ed's wife? Well, everyone knew who she was. Everyone knew she was no lady. That was Ed. Ed? Ed. This is the rest of the story. Ed Hyde was a transvestite's transvestite, and utterly unashamed of it. From the day he was married, he raided his wife's wardrobe with great relish. Nobody remembers exactly what she thought about it. Of course, Ed had his own collection of feminine attire, to which he added extensively over the years, and he used every frock and frill of it, because Ed Hyde dressed as a woman head to toe, all day, all night, all the time. He showed up in the oddest places, under the strangest circumstances. Like that night, the night duty guard thought he saw a prostitute prowling his army base. The guard arrested the trespasser, of course. He was certain that the woman was a prostitute because of the way she was dressed, and then he discovered she was wiped out drunk, and then he discovered that she was no she at all, but rather a tipsy transvestite by the name of Ed Hyde. So what really astonished the guard was Ed's apparent lack of shame. Because, listen to this, even after Ed was apprehended, he continued to tug flirtatiously on the guard's ears and to giggle uncontrollably. Because Ed, in addition to everything else, had an ear fetish, you see. He often said that of all of his wife's attributes, her ears were by far the most attractive. It is doubted, however, that Ed found the rest of his wife appealing, for although heterosexual transvestitism does happen, in Ed's case it is very difficult to imagine. Unmarried, Ed would not have been tolerated. And the facts bear that out, for such was the outcry following his wife's funeral, which Ed attended in full drag, that he finally had to leave the country, never to return. Never, ever to return. Had Ed only cross-dressed sometimes, he might have been dismissed as an eccentric. But I've tried to explain that he dressed as a woman always, and always, in a hoop skirt and the headdress on the streets, an elaborate gown, and sometimes a dainty fan on official occasions. Official occasions. For you see, Ed Hyde, the prince of the transvestites, his high and mightiness was the one and only Lord Cornbury himself. And beginning in the year 1702, and for 6 years that followed, the unquestioned, fully authorized, royally appointed governor of New York. And now you know the rest of the story.